Good morning. Thankful to be here once again by the grace of God. Appreciate the goodness of God and all that He is to us. We realize we need His help in a very astounding way. I don't come here to preach. I'd just as soon somebody else had the responsibility. But I do believe in obeying God. The world today is in a very complexing situation in many different ways. But I esteem the Word of God, and I believe the Word of God has answers. Yes, amen. We may not know exactly how to search it out, but the answers are found in the Word of God. I'm very appreciative of the thought and the fact that He's got the whole world in His hands. And I found a great amount of comfort in that in many different situations of life, to realize that no matter what is going on, God's got the whole world in His hands. And it is under His control. And God will always be there for His children. I'd like for the congregation to turn to number 253 and sing verse 1, please.
Proving all His service sweet.
May the Lord help us as we look into the Word. The songwriter is saying, let us ever love each other with the heart that's warm and true, ever doing to our brother as to us we'd have him do. It's not really that hard of a rule to understand. I believe we all know how we want to be treated. But I believe that sometimes we all find ourselves in places where we may not be treating others exactly the way that we want to be treated. As we think of the thoughts of police brutality, and I'm sure we are all aware there have been many things said about it of recent. But I want to call your attention to the Word of God, which helps us to know this is not a new problem upon the face of the earth. As we look over in Luke, the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 10, this is where John the Baptist has been preaching. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? He answered and said unto them, he that hath two coats, let him depart unto him that hath none. He that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also the publicans to be baptized, and he said unto him, Master, what shall we do? He said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he was the Christ or not. But I see it's not a new thing. John the Baptist is saying to these soldiers, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely. Seem like I can almost picture John the Baptist walking along, and there's a soldier there, and excuse the expression, perhaps he's saying to the soldier, sir, will you please take your knee off of his neck? Now we find over in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, as sometimes those that are in authority are not walking as they should. We find this is 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, as we begin to look at verses 1 through 3. And the word speaks, and it came to pass when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the first was Joel, the name of the second Abiah, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways. These are people that are in authority. Sometimes there are corrupt systems. His sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, money, and took bribes, and they perverted judgment. You know, I think of the word of God, how that we need God to help us as the people of God, even as we deal with one another, that we can show forth Christ in all of our dealings, even with one another. The word of God is speaking, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. Sometimes we get in places where we're not really loving mercy. Sometimes we get in places where, to be truthful about it, we're not really walking humbly with our God. In 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, we want to read about a man after God's own heart. And it's speaking about David the beloved. And it's speaking there, and he brought forth the people that were therein. He went out to war, and he put them under Saul's and under harrows of iron and under axes of iron, and made them pass through the brickland. Thus did he to all the cities of the children of Ammon. So David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. Sometimes we have to be careful ourselves of how we're treating our fellow man as we walk here upon the face of the earth. Always like to keep in mind the teaching of the scripture. There's one that is greater than they. There's somebody above us. And when we begin to deal with one another, we need to keep that in mind. The word is speaking concerning Nebuchadnezzar, but the God in whose hand thy breath is, thou hast not honored. We need to keep in mind that God has our breath in his hand. There are times when we can deal with one another and we can move forward with great power. You know, power within itself is a very perplexing thing. If you see power, you best try to stay off and under it. Let God give you power. Power gets a hold of people, it gets a hold of their mind. Pretty soon they're not even actually operating as they should, just simply because they have the power. We read in Hebrews 11th chapter in verse 36, as it's speaking about the heroes of faith, Hebrews 11 and 36 says, others had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, yea, moreover bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. We're simply trying to establish that this is not a new condition. This is a what you would consider a people problem. It matters very little what society you are in or what time frame you are in. Now the Word of God teaches us in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, looking at verse 13, that there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. So we need to be careful, even as I mentioned, you know, lest we fall into some of those categories. There's no temptation taking you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape. So we see that God is able to help us as we deal with others, that we can treat others with love, with tenderness, with kindness and respect. You know, Joseph's brethren had the upper hand of him and put him in a pit and later on sold him. And as due time went on, they found themselves standing before Joseph. You know what? I have an old saying, the dirt that is at the top of the wheel will soon be at the bottom. So we need to be careful how we deal with people as we go through life. But later they are saying, and they said one to another, this is in Genesis, the 42nd chapter, and verse 21, and they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. Now, it's something to think about when you can get in a state of mind that you can look on somebody and see the anguish that they're going through, and you can find a joy in that. People have taken people. Well, we know Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. But there have been other people. You might say, with a whole stadium of people watching, put a man out there to fight with a lion. People come to see it and take joy in it. There's actually something wrong with that spirit. When you can take joy in somebody else's anguish. What do you think the bully at school is doing and the bully on the playground? He's getting a joy out of watching somebody else in anguish. Over in Genesis, the 31st chapter, we have to be careful when we feel we have power, or when we do have power. Genesis 31 and 29, we find that Laban has started out after Jacob, and he's come to Jacob, but thank God, God put a hold on Laban. But he came to him and he said to him, "It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt." Now, how often do we feel that we've got power? See, I'm in a place where I can do somebody else some harm. Are you able to restrain yourself? Are you able to hold yourself back? But he says, "It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob good or bad." May the Lord help us. There are people that actually have the power in their hands to do you hurt. And we pray, God, that he will have mercy upon us all. In 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter and verse 2, says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of God may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men." You realize there are some people that are actually unreasonable. Unreasonable. They're doing things beyond reason. There are people that cannot be reasoned with. You ever tried to reason with a spirit? "We may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." We need special help from God as we face the day that we are living in. Have you ever seen the videos of Rodney King and the destruction that followed? Most of us know about George Floyd. His death was a national shock to the nation. There was later on a 16-year-old girl that was involved in some activities, and the police came up and shot her. The list actually goes on and on. These things are not too new. Is there anything that we can do to protect our children? It reaches clear back to Emmett Till, who was killed. Who will be next? We must stop this now. We do not have to take this sitting down. We need to band together. There are things that we can do that are backed up by the Word of God to help stop police brutality. May the Lord help us all. We say the Word of God has answers. There are things that are found in the sacred scriptures that can actually be a umbrella protection for our children. An umbrella protection for us. We don't have to go out in life feeling that, well, I might be next. I don't know where it's going to strike. When we begin to actually open up the Word of God and begin to follow the wisdom of the Word, the Word actually addresses these things. The Word places us in a position where we don't have to fall prey to these things. Over in Daniel, it says that they that be wise shall shine. It says, but the wicked shall go on and do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand. But we want to actually be found in the wisdom of the Word. When we actually follow the wisdom of the Word, God has an answer for all the problems that we're actually facing today. But we pray that God will open our eyes, that we can look at the Word, that we can get a proper understanding of the Word. The Lord has promised He would have a way of escape. There is a way of escape. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it may be sound very simple, but it's something I firmly believe. And if it can be something that we're not actually addressing the solution of the problem, but the Word of God addresses the solution of the problem. When you actually follow the Word, then you can find you don't have to have the problem. I preach and teach that God is a God of prevention. God sees way ahead of time. He can actually help you to prevent some troubles. Now, the simplicity of the Word, as we turn to Ephesians 6 and we read verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Brother, I don't know what that has to do with what we're dealing with. Now the Word of God speaks, should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And it says, on these hang all the law and the prophets. I also say unto you, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For on this hang all the law and the prophets for children. You may not understand Revelation. You may not understand the depth of the Scripture, but there is a special protection that God has given in the Word, children, obey your parents. You may not understand salvation, but I believe at a young age you can understand what it means to obey your parents. And if you actually get a hold of that, there's some training in that. There's something to get a hold of. As children, simply obey your parents. That is a great, great safeguard to you. And I would say, how many people that are in trouble with the law today are doing something that their parents already forewarned them about? I know that hurts. Almost like I could feel the pain myself. It hurts. But the fact is, many people are already disobedient to their parents before they get in trouble with the law. It is a safeguard. God has given you parents. God will often tell your parents things you don't know and understand. You may simply want to go somewhere. God may not lead and guide you in all truth, but God may get a hold of your parents and say, don't let them go. They are responsible for you. You don't know what danger's out there. Learn to get behind the umbrella of obeying your parents. Praise the Lord. Now, parents, don't get offended. Your parents are like your first police. They're like your first jury. They're like your first judge. They're like your first executioner. Parents are the one to apprehend you. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Don't do that. Go sit in the corner. Amen. There's some actual lessons for you to learn right in the middle of that. How to be obedient. The jury, they're going to decide what's going to become of you. The judge, sometime the executioner. Go get me a switch. Amen. There is actually something to be learned from obedience. Don't want to say the wrong thing, but you can take a dog to obedience school. Have him learn. The word of God says, be not as the horse or the mule that hath no understanding. You know, it means a lot to learn how to obey voice commands. Amen. Your parents tell you, don't do that. You simply get it trained in you to stop doing it. That's vital. See, in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, as we look at verse 1, I know we'd probably like to escape some of that. Hebrews 5 and verse 8 is speaking about Christ. It says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. There's something to be learned in obedience. Amen. And I want to say that if you don't learn it from your parents, the police will take over and teach you the same lesson. I know that hurts. And we don't want to look at it that way. But if you don't learn obedience from your parents, the police will take over to teach you the same lesson. There's something to be learned in obedience. Learning how to obey. You know, the word of God speaks to do all things without murmuring and disputing. It's a good thing to not only obey, stop the talking back. Amen. Stop the murmuring under your breath. That's a bad thing. But I'm saying it's even worse if you don't conquer that now. You're going to be doing the same thing when you get out there with the police. And he's not going to respond just the same way your parents will. So I'm trying to advise you to get that out of your system. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. As we look at verse 22. Saul has went out and did some things he shouldn't have did. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" See, obeying the voice of the Lord. And I say, if you don't want to be obedient to the parents, you don't learn it there. Chances are great you're not going to be obedient to God either. Behold, to obey is better than a sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's bad. Amen. That's bad. And stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. See, when you fail to obey your parents, there's something that actually happens there. And a seed of rebellion is planted in your heart. A seed of rebellion. And that thing will begin to grow. And later on in years, you find yourself out there rebelling against society. I don't know about Rodney King. Probably need to restudy it. And I'm not trying to knock Brother George Floyd. But they say he was trying to pass used a counterfeit $20 bill, I think it was. May stand corrected. Also, the possibility that it might have been on drugs. Do you think those things were approved by his mother? Maybe so. The young girl that was 16 years old, as the police came up, believed she told her to hold her something, she was drawing a knife to stab somebody else. Do you think she had the approval of her mother? You know, sometimes there's things that we don't know and we don't understand. Sometimes we need to perhaps ask ourselves, we can say, you know, what would Jesus do? Sometimes maybe we need to ask, what would Dad do? What would Mom do? Would Mom do this? I'm not saying parents are always perfect. Emmett Till. It's very sad that happened. What happened? But my understanding, his mother warned him before he went down there. Amen. God has given you parents for a reason. Don't lightly regard what they say. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and it will begin to grow. In Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, you know, we have a lot of problems in the world we're living in. And I'm not implicating that I have all the answers. And some of the things that are written in the Word, I'm not going to say I'm going to necessarily turn to that for an answer. But the Word has an answer. Deuteronomy 21, 18. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his mother or the voice of his father, and that when they have chastised him, they will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of the city and to the gate of the place, and they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. Doesn't take voice commands. And all the men, and he will not obey our voice. He's a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. Some ways the Word of God is teaching that if you can't pass the first test of learning how to obey your parents, you're not fit for society. Have mercy, Lord. I don't believe that's really just talking about don't eat the cookie. Saying this man is stubborn and rebellious. He's a drunkard. There's something going on. Amen. I want to say to you, when your parents are chastising you or attempting to, if you can hit your parents, you can hit the police. Amen. I couldn't imagine trying to rise up against my dad when he chastised me. He wasn't in me. Besides that, he was bigger than I was anyway. But even as he had got older, I wouldn't have thought of rising up against my dad. I believe that if you can grab your parents' belt when they're trying to chastise you, you can grab a police's taser. It goes together. The Word of God gives us a safe shield. We can hide under the umbrella of the Word. There's actually protection. There's things that we can do. We don't have to take this sitting down. Train up your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. That even if they have to deal with situations, there are things that will automatically come into play. Amen. They're already, I hate to say the word, but they're already trained in obedience. You know, when the police says halt, there's something, they automatically do it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amen. When the police say, even though he's wrong, and the police say, put your hands out, the hands automatically come out. Right. Amen. When they're in a situation and temptation is there, they don't find themselves grabbing the police's taser and trying to tase him with it. It don't work that way. They've got different training, praise the Lord. You don't have it, you'll find yourself in those situations dealing with those things that way. Matthew, the 15th chapter and verse 4. For the Lord commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother. He that curses his father and mother, let him die the death. You know, there's something to the Word of God. God knows what he's actually dealing with, and he has a plan for mankind. God knows how to run a society. You know, and I hate to say it, but you know, here we are, we're dealing with mass murders. We're dealing with people that are simply killing off other people. Well, you know, in the Old Testament times, you probably wouldn't have that because they were probably so obedient they did away with them. And I'm not saying we should do that, but I'm saying this is where we are. But God knows how to deal with the problem. You know, when you get to where you can curse your father and your mother, there's something drastically wrong. And it's going to actually bear out as you go on out into the world and try and attempt to deal with others. You know, relationships are something else. But you know, some of your first relationships are going to be developed right there in the home. Your brothers, your sisters, your mother, your father. If you can't get along with them, how are you going to get along with others out there in the world? Amen. If you're considering somebody for marriage, well, you know, pray about them, praise the Lord. And don't look how cute she is, but see, does she get along with her mama? Does he get along with his daddy? Or are they out there fist fighting all the time? What's going on? Had a teacher in the seventh grade, Mr. Husingfelt, bless his heart. But he was teaching class. And sometime he'd come to class and he'd say, well, me and my son got into it last night. And he'd say, he's getting to be pretty big. I get my knuckles bruised sometimes. May the Lord help us. You know, there should be a transfer. In Romans, the 13th chapter and verse 1. Says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Then they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Amen. When you actually learn to be obedient, then you can be in a place that you will find yourself not resisting the power. But realize it is of God, praise the Lord. Let us read on in the Word of God. Then shalt thou not be afraid of the power. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Amen. When you're doing the wrong thing, sure, you need to watch out. Do the right thing. You know, I've heard of it. Seemed like some little boys were getting into things. And maybe their mother told them that, well, I'm going to give you a good whipping. And I'm going to give you a good whipping for what you're going to do. Lord have mercy. But it's saying, do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. Do the right thing. Amen. You don't have to buck against the law. You know, and if you get caught up in something, where you are dealing with an officer, I advise you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Be courteous. I don't know. You may want to, I shouldn't say that. About to say you might want to go as far to switch over to BBN. Let them hear some Christian music. Maybe to soften them up a little bit. But it says he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. If you're going to get out there and do the evil thing. Things you know your mama wouldn't approve of. Things you know your daddy didn't teach you to do. It said, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God. Well, we better take that out of the scripture. Lord have mercy. For he is a minister of God. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Amen. Police are doing what parents, many times we say, and I hate to say it, but police are doing many times what parents can no longer do. And Lord have mercy, but the results can be the same. It's almost the same thing. You look over there in Deuteronomy, it's sad to say it. But the police are almost doing the same thing parents can no longer do. And I hate the fact they've taken so much authority, if I may say it that way, away from the parents. Don't chastise, don't do this, don't do that. Don't you touch him. But I'm going to put my billy club on him. Well, the parents need to touch him so he can get in line. I say respect for authority even when they are wrong. Help us, Lord. Acts 23:1. And Paul beholding earnestly the council, said, "Men and brethren, I've lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by to smite him on the mouth." Stop saying those things, brother. Shut up. "Then Paul said unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. For thou sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law. And they that stood by said, revilest thy God's high priest so? Then Paul said, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest." In other words, I'm taking that. I didn't realize he was the high priest. "For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." Even when authority is wrong, be respectful. That's what he's doing. You know, there's something about the teaching of the word. You know, the word teaches that a soft answer will turn away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. You know, something come up, don't try to use grievous words. That's going to stir up more anger. You need the training to come out with some gentle things. You know, there's some things in society that we've gotten away from that we need to get back to. I think there's some merit to them. Like I say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I know sometimes I may go a little far with it when I'm saying yes, ma'am, to my daughter, but still, you know, you get it instilled within you. And you can just use it as an ingredient as you go along. You know, and you look over there in Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and you got Brother Abraham taking Isaac up there too for an offering. You know, that's quite a thought. In verse 9, they came to the place which the Lord God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son. Now this old man and this young strapling, young fella. Now how that's going to work out? But Isaac was obedient. I pray God I could do that. But anyway, Isaac was obedient. Amen. And bound his son and laid him upon the altar of wood. There's something about it. Jesus, as we begin to gather to the close, Jesus over in Luke, the 2nd chapter, in verse 52, I want to drop that in your mind. You know, he went up there to the temple and spending time in there, and they came back, "Son, why hast thou dealt thus with us? We sought after you sorrowing." But it speaks about, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them." Did he know more than they did? Well, you can get into those debates, I guess. But being the Son of God, he was subject to them. Be subject to the parents. God will bless you for it. Amen. You know, we want to be in a place, as we close out with Luke 21:36, realize there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world, and I don't want to misplace the scripture. But look, Luke 21:36. Speaking, "Watch therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come up to pass and stand before the Son of Man." May God help us that as we deal with the problems in the world today, that we'll walk in the wisdom of the word, that we can be accounted worthy to escape the things that are befalling those around us. Pray for me.